ABC Radio Australia.
Okay, Mifola, he actually trained them on new generation farmers. Okay, the students where they get pushed out low year 10, because year 13 time when they finish, was on the opportunities for further studies, low any tertiary institutions, we take them on board. And before they decide what the courses start, the certificate 1, 2, and 3. And currently 4 is going before the Vanuatu Qualification Authority for accreditation and diploma course, which is going to come around maybe 2022-2025. Over the students here, before they train for the basic agriculture in Vanuatu, agribusiness, agriculture science, livestock, and aquaculture. And most of the training that we've learned is the livelihood, income generation, and of course, employment among youth of this generation. And now, because farmers from the Vanuatu for a very long time have been neglected in a very big way, no side of capacity to depend entirely at the moment of production low level of agriculture. And the other mama with the baba will be if they had a chance to stay at home. And other basically the rural farmers. Capacity block at the very basic. So me for the time to change them, make sure I say the next generation farmers will come 2025, 2030 go. Only people will observe what they're doing. They only have interpreting market signals, only have research findings, they only have implement them all farms look at that, and only provide them employment to look at the people who are getting. So that's the next generation farmers. In the meantime, we've like a full of students while they attach with them or the line departments or some livestock, forestry, fishery, agriculture and biosecurity. Our other line departments underneath long ministry long agriculture livestock forestry fishery and biosecurity and so and we've got full engagement and also we've like got over the people in the street they come and tell us how to develop those courses what they want to see in the next range of employments we'll target them all market requirements is the side of agriculture with the livestock.
Now how long is the program in run long on schools?
We've like a grant for government. Vanuatu Agriculture College is a government institution, and we got one act for him, and then it was a statutory organization under the Vanuatu government. So, as a training provider, we will lie from subject 41 long standards set out by Vanuatu Qualification Authority, so that anything we train over here, any courses we train all of them, is compatible with any other institutions within the region. And currently, we have a few students. Some have studied in Israel, Temple Island, some from Israel, the last 7 years. So they completed by 1 year by August this year. And they went to Israel until one bilateral agreement with the Israeli government, with the Vanuatu government. And they're doing only making this funding. I talk about the by doing. So we have 10 students over there. Even like at one or two students of Fiji National University. And we have one student along Wellington University New Zealand. So slowly we are trying to make sure we raise capacity because the students were somehow or they've been left out from the push or they go back inside our mainstream education system, but it's a higher level of training. So far for the four records, but not only after I forgot to call it, we start from 2007. Since then, we have already trained. Student further training them at plant protection office in National University and Zurich graduated since last year. So slowly where we start picking up with the students and picking up what the courses as they arise when needs and we will try to target them over the market different training programs whereby our students have got engaged along agriculture as a business or provide extension and capacity building the rural areas that we're going to be